An independent budget watchdog group agrees with an idea that Republican candidate for governor Mark Molinaro has to help bring down local property taxes. But it also says there's a trade-off to any potential savings. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
The Citizens Budget Commission is nonpartisan and does not endorse any political candidates, but the group does back an idea proposed by the GOP's Molinaro for a state takeover of county Medicaid costs. The group's Patrick Orecki says it would help alleviate New York's very high local property taxes.
New York's requirement on local districts to contribute about $7 billion per year to pay for a state-run Medicaid program is unique and counterintuitive and regressive as well.
He says the lowest income taxpayers contribute a higher proportionate share in property tax payments than higher income earners. For decades, the federal government paid for half of New York's total Medicaid budget. The state and its counties evenly split the remaining costs. In recent years, the state has capped the growth of the county's Medicaid costs at 3% per year, with the state paying for any amount above that. And since 2015, the county's costs for Medicaid have been frozen at $7.6 billion. Nevertheless, says Orecki, that hasn't solved the problem. He says New York still requires more local contributions to finance Medicaid services than all other states in the nation combined.
By freezing the local share, you also effectively freeze in the inequities that exist with just this financing mechanism overall.
Molinaro, who is the Dutchess County executive, says his plan could reduce property taxes by about one-third. Molinaro introduced the idea in late September.
Over 5 years, our plan will reduce the property tax burden on New Yorkers by almost 30%. Yes, almost 30%. Now, I know that there already are special interests in Albany that will tell you it's impossible. They'll say it will gut services. It won't.
Molinaro says his plan would also include ending unfunded mandates to counties, enacting a permanent state spending cap, and making the current 2% per year property tax cap permanent. He'd also curtail Governor Andrew Cuomo's economic development programs. They offer large grants to select private companies and cost billions of dollars. Orecki, with Citizens Budget Commission, has other ideas on how to pay for the state takeover. He says the state could increase the sales tax from 4% to nearly 6%, or the state could swap a portion of local sales tax revenue for the local Medicaid costs. But he says it can't just result in a cost shift from one type of regressive tax to another. Citizens Budget Commission also recommends getting rid of the STAR School Property Tax Reduction Program. STAR provides a political advantage to state lawmakers as rebate checks go to property owners just before Election Day. And Orecki says the state could try to absorb its costs through efficiencies. He points out that Cuomo, earlier in his term, formed a Medicaid redesign panel with all of the major stakeholders, and that resulted in savings. But he admits none of the choices are easy.
All of these options are difficult. No matter which way you try to implement or finance the state takeover, there's going to be some opportunity cost.
Cuomo is opposed to state takeover of Medicaid, saying it would lead to undesirable spending cuts or higher state income taxes.
Either you'd have to raise taxes on the state side, or you'd have to cut education.
The Citizens Budget Commission report also finds some good news for state and local government finances. Enrollment in Medicaid has leveled off in recent years, and it's expected to remain flat for the next few years, slowing the growth of the program. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.